The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And making her stand before the people, they said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They said this to test Jesus, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When the scribes and Pharisees kept on questioning him, Jesus straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, Jesus bent down and wrote on the ground. When the scribes and Pharisees heard what Jesus had said, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on do not sin again." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. In distinct ways, in each of our three main readings on this Sunday, we hear an echo or a version of what one phrase or one sentence in our first reading from Isaiah. "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing." And we'll look at how this saying, this proclamation in the voice of the Lord in the prophet Isaiah is reflected in each of these three readings, the first, second, and also the gospel, briefly. When it says, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old," it doesn't mean our regular memory. As human people, we strive to remember our past, our family members, our family tree, our roots, stories that people have shared with us, wisdom from previous generations. We know that we can learn effectively from the past by way of seeing what was successful and what went very wrong, and be able to make our decisions now based on results that we've learned from in the past. I will know to avoid a particular pitfall now because I have experience in the past of perhaps falling directly in them. So there is certainly a positive nature or a helpful nature in many ways to remember what we might call former things, or to consider things of old. But in this sentiment, in this context, we hear this saying. We can hear it in a certain sense by looking at being ready to move forward, to acknowledge what has happened, but to also know that the Lord is with us now, and we are now ready to move forward with Him and through His grace. Immediately after saying, "Do not remember former things, I am about to do a new thing, and now it springs forth. I will make way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will sustain my people." This gives us the hope and the word from God that even in the wilderness of our own experience, or the storm of our own experience, or the desert, the Lord will make a path for us. And this new path is that new thing that God is offering to us. Although we can learn from our past, it is water under the bridge as we move forward in hope with the Lord. In the voice of St. Paul, he says something very different. And if we read this portion of the letter to the Philippians, we can see a very excellent summary of not only our journey through Lent, what we're called to during Lent as we anticipate Easter, but also the whole Christian life. St. Paul says, "I believe in Jesus and that He is the Savior of the world." He calls Jesus Christ his Lord. "Jesus Christ is my Lord," he says. And there is enormous value in this knowledge. We can see St. Paul's personal connection with Jesus, claiming him as his own Lord. Obviously not exclusively, but certainly we see that personal connection. He did not say Jesus Christ is the Lord in this moment, but called him my Lord. He continues, "Christ has chosen me, found me, called me, made me his own. And I want to attain the resurrection from the dead." This is the goal of St. Paul, flowing from his knowledge and faith in Christ. "And because I want to attain the resurrection from the dead, I see everything as loss. Everything that has come before Christ, everything that is apart from Christ, I see as loss. And so I have suffered the loss of all things for the sake of Christ, so that I may gain Jesus and be found in Him, be united with Him. I want to become like Christ in His death," says St. Paul. "I want to become like Christ in sharing in His sufferings, so that I may come to know the power of His resurrection and the power of sharing in those sufferings, the value of walking with Christ. I want to become like Christ in His death so I may know the power of His resurrection." And so he says, "I press on, I press forward, straining forward to what lies ahead, the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ." In his own way, he suggests, "Do not remember the former things and consider the things of old." He has left everything behind and considers them as loss, all those things that came before Christ, so that he may be found in Christ. And he's willing to accept this, to endure this, to embrace this, so that he may attain the resurrection from the dead. In our own life as well, We can hear Jesus and his words echoing in our hearts, the words that he offers the woman who was brought to him in fault and as a test. Although he does not say these words, in effect, he frees this woman from the burden of her sins. And he says, "Go forth now and sin no more. I will not condemn you. There is no one here to condemn you. Walk in freedom forward into those things that lie ahead and sin no more. Forget those things that have come before. You are now free from those burdens. Walk forward in the freedom I offer you, enjoying the grace that you now know from my gift to you, and walk forward towards what lies ahead, which is the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ. Desire what I offer. Accept the life that I bring. And join me in the resurrection from the dead. Do not remember former things. Accept my grace, for I am about to do a new thing. I am about to come to be with you. I am about to forgive and restore you. I'm about to share with you my glory and the victory of the resurrection. I am about to call you home so that you may share from this point on everything with me forever." Let us hear this call of Jesus Christ. Let us be inspired by the example of St. Paul in his fervor and in his commitment to Christ and the freedom that he demonstrated of being able to leave behind those things that we consider as loss for the sake of Christ, so that we may gain him, be found in him, and attain the gifts that he is offering, so that we may forever know the life that he has offered all of the whole world.